From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump late Tuesday delivers his first nationally broadcast speech to a joint session of Congress. A speech whose themes were laid out by White House spokesman Sean Spicer Monday.
You can expect a speech grounded firmly in solving real problems for every American. How can we make sure that every American who needs a better job get one? How can we get kids who are trapped in failing schools into better ones? How we can keep gangs and drug violence out of our neighborhoods and communities? The president will address the Americans who have been waiting for help from their leaders for too long and let them know that help is finally on the way.
Mr. Trump also laid out some of his intentions Monday to the nation's governors.
My budget also puts America first by keeping tax dollars in America to help veterans and first responders. So important. This budget follows through on my promise to focus on keeping Americans safe, keeping out terrorists, keeping out criminals, and putting violent offenders behind bars or removing them from our country altogether.
The budget, expected to be made public next month, also seeks to cut domestic programs and foreign aid to other countries. Malaysia's attorney general says two women arrested in connection with the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be charged Wednesday with murder. The charges against the Vietnamese and Indonesian women carry the death penalty. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after two women smeared what Malaysian authorities say was VX nerve agent on his face at Kuala Lumpur Airport. Senior officials from the United States, Japan, and South Korea met Monday in Washington on ways to further restrict funding for North Korea's weapons programs, especially targeting Pyongyang's illicit activities, including arms sales. This is VOA News. South Korean prosecutors say they will charge the head of South Korea's Samsung conglomerate and for other high-ranking executives with bribery and embezzlement Tuesday in connection with the corruption scandal involving President Park Geun-hye. The special prosecution team created to investigate the matter also accused Samsung Group Chief Lee Jae-yong of hiding assets overseas and committing perjury before Parliament. The 48-year-old Lee was arrested earlier this month in connection with the case. President Park was impeached and suspended from office back in December on charges that she colluded with her longtime friend, Chae Soon-shil, to extort the country's conglomerates to donate up to $70 million to two dubious foundations run by Chae. In Afghanistan, a gunman opened fire, killing at least 11 policemen. A gunman could have been a policeman himself in what would be the latest in a string of so-called insider attacks. The incident occurred late Monday at a checkpoint in a southern province controlled largely by the Taliban. Gunmen escaped with weapons and ammunition. There's been no claim of responsibility. The commercial venture SpaceX said it plans to launch two paying passengers on a tourist trip around the moon next year using a spacecraft under development. Space Exploration Technologies chief executive Elon Musk declined to identify the two passengers or who or how much they're willing to pay. He did say they will undergo extensive training. Musk also said he believes there is a market for one or two such flights each year. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, said that he has seen no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Donald Trump's election campaign and Russian agents.
We do need to have some scrutiny put on to the Russian government, and we do need to know if there are any Americans that are talking to the Russians. And anybody connected to the Russian government or Russian agents. But at this time, I want to be very careful that we can't just go on a witch hunt against Americans because they appear in a news story somewhere.
Nunes says he has no plans to expand an investigation already underway, but the panel's ranking Democrat, Congressman Adam Schiff, said the investigation is far from over.
The committee has reached no conclusion on whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, Russian officials, or any Russian contacts, nor could we. We have called no witnesses thus far. We have obtained no documents on any counterintelligence investigation, and we have yet to receive any testimony from the FBI on the investigation of potential links between the Trump campaign and Russia.
I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.